Okay.
Welcome in. Let's open tabs and talk about all things design. I'm Rachel Gates, and today I'm with
Andre.
Awesome, awesome. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the full process from idea to final design. You want to go then?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. People think design is just opening a program and making something look good, but honestly, that's not even a half of it. When it comes to starting a project with a client, where would you say that you start?
I feel like I like to start off with mood boards in a way.
Okay.
So if I have, okay, I'm gonna start over. I need to like mellow out.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Mood boards, yeah.
Mood boards.
Yeah. Tell me about a mood
So
board.
mood boards.
Yeah, tell me about a mood board.
So when I work with mood boards, I like to go on Pinterest and find all sorts of like pictures, color palettes, just all sorts of ideas to start off with a client. If I'm starting with their brand like from ground up, I like to start with the mood board, a bunch of sketches, like concept development.
Okay. So you try to get like a feel for the client?
Yeah.
See, me personally, I always go straight to the conversation. I sit the client down and I try to get what's in their head on paper. Like, what's a good example? If you wanted a brand today, the first thing I'd be doing is sitting down and be like, so what the hell is your business? Who are you trying to sell this thing to? Okay. What's the product? I don't know. I dig into all that stuff and then I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
once I figure out who they want to target, then it's like, okay, now let's go to psychology, figure out how to get into the consumer's head. And then from there, I'm like, okay, what would that person want to see? And I kind of go from there. And obviously, I put my own twist on it because I like modern
Oh,
design,
yeah.
but that's just me. And then I don't even do more mood boarding personally. I just go straight to the design from there,
Okay.
thumbnailing at least.
Yeah. I definitely research my client way before I start like coming up with the concepts, but definitely researching is the main priority
Yeah.
of any client.
I honestly, and this might be controversial to some, I personally hate the thumbnail phase. I'd rather just get straight to digital and start tearing stuff apart and come up with three concepts and see who likes what and why I think which is going to perform, at least me personally.
Okay.
But yeah, that's kind of like my process on that. How do you transfer from mood boards?
So I'll start with the mood board, just picking out pictures of from their website and putting together like the color palettes, and
Where do you go from there?
from there, oh yes, from there. So after mood boards, I definitely go to the sketching. Like if I go, if I'm creating their logo design, I definitely come up with some concepts, and then go definitely. I definitely go from sketches to design on like Adobe Illustrator.
Okay. How many sketches do you normally do? Like, how long does sketching take for you?
Depending on the client, it's I would say maybe 10, 20 minutes.
Okay. Now, is that just like logos, or do you like sketch everything?
I try to sketch everything just to keep my mind fresh,
Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
recently I've just been going straight to design. 'Cause
Solid.
I kinda envision it in my mind of how I wanna lay it out, and then I just wanna go straight to designing it.
That's a big thing for me is like the reverse engineering concept. So I kind of pre-plan what I want. And this pertains more to like, let's say, social media or video editing. I fully in my mind picture what that end product is supposed to look like. And then I tell myself, okay, what do I need to get there? And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to put these specific edits, whether it's like a jump cut or something in there or like a smooth transition of some sort. And I'm like, okay, now I need to film these clips. And sometimes I'll film the clips in reverse order and clients get confused. I'm like, just trust the process.
Oh, yes.
And then once I have all my clips, then I rework everything the front way. I'm like, oh, I already know where this head's gonna go, I know where that head's gonna go, I know where this head's gonna go, I know what music I want overlaid, and then here's the final product. So sometimes I skip sketching altogether personally, but
Okay.
when it
People do.
comes to like branding, I sketch a lot more. I have me a cutesy little sketchbook that I draw everything out in and pre-plan. Just because I fire off so many ideas that I like to save them for future clients in case there's something that we can be reworked or still fits the psychology or the theme or the however you want to word that. With print ads, I normally just hit the layout, go straight to layout design.
Yeah.
Skip sketching. Don't even think of a final product. Just start slapping shit together. Thinking about what people expect.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing how it would perform. Seeing what other industry leaders are doing. And build off of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely agree. It's definitely, I learned from South Hills definitely to start with concept design. So it's kind of like jammed into my brain.
That's fair.
But I'm slowly staying at Cassis, I'm gaining that going right to design.
Yeah. When I was in college, they told me preparation was super important. Do all this and that. And like, yes, it is important to an mm-hmm. extent, but preparation is more or less making sure you and the client have an understanding and a common goal and making sure you guys know what the targets are, at least in my opinion.
Yep. If you become an expert in the field, you definitely, like, start.
At some point, it becomes about speed.
Start mastering it.
Yeah. There's the whole concept of people are like, well, you just use AI because it's faster. So, unfortunately, for me and my process, I cut out sketching a lot of the time, and it saves me a bunch of time, and I move that much quicker, but you're still getting that human aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that human intelligence, that HI, right? Get high off of that. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
We're losing that some days. Feels like it
sometimes. Yeah. What about like inspiration? What do you look towards for inspiration?
For inspiration, I definitely lean towards Pinterest. I've been finding a lot more like good logo designs on there, and
really?
Like for print work, I definitely go on like Google just for the basic layouts, and then like when I start getting creative, it just flows into my mind.
That's fair. Me personally, when it comes to inspo, I always just like, how do I say this properly? I take after other brands. Mm. So there might be a company, I don't know, let's make something up. Let's pretend there's a gym and we want to call it like, I don't know, District 836, 845, 8 something, some kind of number.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, what's going to perform well here? And I look at other things. So I look towards clothing brands like Gymshark. They, if I'm not mistaken, either don't have a gym or just recently opened one up in New York. I don't remember if that's a massive store or a gym right now. It's one or the other. It looks super cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of take their feel and transition it to a gym because clearly something about them is working. Switch up the colors and kind of move out of that direction-esque. That's kind of how I plan out my brands. I try to take something from a different industry, but related topic and repurpose.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I get that.
That's kind of like how I do my inspo. To be honest, I really don't go on Pinterest too much. I don't mood board too much either, but it'd probably be useful for me to do it. But
yeah. I feel like I've definitely like steered away from the mood boards, but I definitely want to bring that back into my process more.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm getting into like freelance work, I definitely sketch beforehand and show the client, like if I were to be doing like a trifold brochure,
yeah,
I definitely show them the layout of what I'm envisioning and then go from there.
Now, how do you think, and this might be a little odd off topic, how do you think all this applies to other fields like architecture? Because like, technically they're still design, but theirs I feel like is a lot more meticulous, and if they screw something up, somebody dies.
But. Yeah, I definitely think sketching would be like a... Wait, could you say that again? Like, could you explain?
In a sense, I don't know if I'm going to be able to word that perfectly how I did it the first time. In a sense, how do you think this topic applies to other people in other industries like architecture, where they're very much industry standard and having to design things a certain way for building code and safety and making sure people don't get harmed after the building's built?
Okay. I definitely think they have their own process of like their own like design process.
Yeah.
Like from sketching to figuring out the layouts of the I think how do I of the land making sure like the codes and the plumbing, making sure you don't hit any of the pipes and stuff. Like,
Yeah. See, I don't know. I just feel like the idea that we're talking about, the whole process switches from field to field. Like when I think of photography, I don't think of sketching at all.
Oh, no.
I think of them as mind mapping posing and locations. And then once they have that done, they might get some inspo photos that they're trying to recreate. And they kind of go from there. But yeah. I don't know. It pulls my brain. Like, think of a random industry. Pick one. Any industry.
Any industry?
Any industry. Pick an industry.
What about furniture? Furniture design.
Ugh. Okay. Furniture design. How do we think that they go about mapping everything out?
I feel like they definitely, actually, while I'm thinking about it, like, just,
like, do we
if
think
they're kind of like clothing design, like they have to start from an idea to, a mock-up to, like the first draft of the build, and then like possibly the final, and picking out like the fabrics and stuff. But like,
do you think that's all stuff that they pre-plan?
Hmm.
Or do you think they just kind of go as they go? Like me, again, tying it back to graphic design, I just kind of go as I go.
I don't know. This might be a question for some furniture design people. Possibly. How is your process? How do you do your process?
No, literally, let us know. There's other companies too that do like welding. And I was like, you can tell if it's a good weld based on this. I'm like, do you plan out when you go to weld? Like, do you plan how much, I don't know what it's called, metal, old metal strip that you use, or how much heat does it affect it? Is that all considered design in its own form or fashion?
I think that's like a form of skill in a way.
Yeah, I get that.
But just concrete, like mixing concrete, you have to make sure you're not putting too much water, too much gravel in it. I've been watching a lot of gravel content. how they make the concrete, like construction videos, because
how did you get,
because of Cordell Construction. When I was first researching Cordell Construction, I was looking up construction reels, and now they're just stuck on my feed, and I just love watching them just smooth out the concrete, and then they just have like funny compilations.
You know, there's something to talk about there. Social media in itself, how the algorithm, right? Okay, you start looking at things, you talk about things, and suddenly your entire feed is, I don't want to say ruined, but some people work hard to get their feeds a certain way, so ruined. Like, does the design process apply to the algorithm too? Like, when people are sitting here playing with the algorithm, you know, the big head honchos of these social media companies, do they sit there and go, you know what? Yeah, we're designing this to be addictive. We're designing this to do the whole, this is going to make that happen. We're just going to make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're screwed.
They want you to be addicted to the social media.
I mean, yeah, but like, that's a smart plan if that's how they did it. If that's what they intended for and to be their quote unquote design or blueprint, then yeah, that's freaking smart. But how do they verify everything? How do they get it so pinpoint and exact?
That's actually a cool question.
Wonder? Yeah. How do they, like, this is your phone. You said this. You're going to start seeing this.
They do listen through your phone.
God. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, it was back in like 2018. I watched a video, a conspiracy video. Ooh. And it was the guy tested on how brands like advertise to you, like kind of like Facebook in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So he kept talking about needing to get dog food or cat food for their animal. And he started to get like, I don't know if it was Chewy, like the brand Chewy, or just in general dog food advertisements.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
He started to get more like dog content, animal content, and and just toys and food. And I'm like, wow.
Is that the intended design?
But that was probably about around a little under 10 years ago, but they definitely have been advanced.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, there's a whole lawsuit out about it. It's insane. How do you go about executing any of your plans beginning to end?
Beginning to end.
Yeah. Like execution, about, like how does it actually happen?
We talk about freelance or like...
any of it.
Okay, what I'll go...
what does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah.
If I'm talking about freelance work, how I execute it, mm-hmm. The clients will reach out to me for work.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give me most of the copyright and just some ideas and mm-hmm. concepts of what they want. And I'll start sketching out, like, again, like if it was a brochure or yeah. a flyer, I'll come up maybe like two or three different designs or layouts, more or less. And they'll pick one, or I'll go back to the sketching process and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I would go straight to design and go through maybe three rounds of proofing and send it over and get paid.
And get paid. That's the important part.
Yeah. I feel like building your client tree connection is your main goal. Mm-hmm. Making sure you get
referrals.
Making sure that the client is happy. Making sure you can get referrals. I personally am getting testimonials to put on my personal website.
Hey, there you go.
I'm kind of redesigning my website right now still.
Tell us about that. Give us the process.
So,
beginning to end.
So right now it's a little bit in the works. I'm learning how to work with a different...
builders?
Okay. So I'm working with different plugins.
Oh, and
to
okay.
for
like what have you done so far?
What have I done so far? Not that much recently.
Okay.
But mainly I'm trying to find different gallery settings. I want to try and have more of a modern look on my website.
Mm-hmm.
Just to I do want to stand out as a designer or freelancer, but whoops. I do want to stand out as a freelancer, but I do want to like have some sort of creativity into it.
Fair.
Like, I do want to feel more modern, but mm-hmm. like I do want to have that little creativity.
No, I get that. Modern smidge. Is definitely my flair. I've also been redoing my website. It's been a process and a half. I've been trying to integrate Stripe into it.
Ooh.
And I've just been struggling with like the secret keys and all this other stuff, and making sure it stays hidden in the bag so people can't see it and all this other stuff. So I just start processing payments directly through my website and having like contracts go directly through my website.
Nice.
But like as far as design goes, mapping all of that out beforehand is such a pain, trying to figure out wireframes.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, some people love Figma. I love Illustrator. I map out my website in Illustrator and draw pretty shapes and colors and make it look exactly how I want to look. And then I start hitting the ground running with code because all of it was originally built in Dreamweaver. So
wow,
I know what every line means and I know what every line does. And my brain feels like it's going to break some days. But it's full custom coded website. So who can complain, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
That level of customizability is like insane.
Yeah. I definitely want to work on my website probably around June, but I'll be moving to Altoona in early May.
It's yeah. really exciting, actually.
Yeah.
I can't wait to move back to Pittsburgh.
Oh, my.
Sorry, I'm a little sleepy.
But yeah, I'm moving in early May.
Okay. Yeah, that's
May
exciting.
2nd. May I have 2nd. A date set.
But that's less than a month away.
It is.
Maybe not the time that this goes live. She might already be in Altoona. Who knows? But.
Could be.
As of right now. No, you don't think?
No, it's scheduled for next Friday. I'm pretty sure this.
If
this is the first episode, then it's going to be next Friday.
Our friend producer man saying that you'll still be in wherever the hell you are, not Altoona.
Williamsburg.
Womp womp.
What? Hey, Williamsburg ain't that bad.
I'm from Tyrone, you know, so what can I say?
Tyrone.
You have any final takeaways for us?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I have some questions for you, Andre.
Oh, go for it. Hit me. I'm just a boy.
Trying to think. So how do you approach freelance? Do you work with freelance?
I approach freelance. I do. So as far as freelance goes, there is two things that I've been trying to tackle. I don't want to delve too much into them, just because some of them are still a little in the works. But one is social media consultancy. So what that looks like is me sitting down with someone who's willing to handle their own social media and teaching them how to pre-plan and actually execute it, telling them what products to buy to be able to film at home or at their own job sites or at whatever it so be. And I find it a lot more challenging and rewarding than just doing the marketing itself. But don't get me wrong, I love what I do and I want to do it for the rest of my life. But there's something about giving really small businesses a cheap solution. And when I say cheap, I really just mean cost-wise. I think it's a quality product. But giving them that really low cost so they can do it themselves. And then once they get big enough, being able to transition them to a company like Casas Media that can then handle their full-scale marketing, if that makes sense. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So they're doing the same thing, just on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
That's what I pretty much do for freelancing. I have freelanced a couple brands and a couple websites. My process, whenever I sign a client, first and foremost, I will not sign a client if we don't get along, if we don't vibe, if we don't have the same, I don't want to say morals, but the same the same ideology.
Yeah.
In the sense of, when you pay me, don't micromanage me. Don't sit here and say, well, what about this? What about that? Just, I need full faith. I need you to trust the vision, trust the process. Obviously, there's going to be critique. You're not going to love every logo, and that's fine. That I'll make edits on. But, like, just trust the process. If you message me 2 days in and tell me, where's this at? Where's that? I'm like, contract 6 weeks. You need to give me at least 3 weeks and message me for a check-in. Hey, midway, how are we looking? I'll show you everything. If anything, I normally message you once a week, if not twice a week. Sometimes more if I need information or need items or need photos or whatever. So my process is definitely a lot more conversational. I try to get as much info as upfront as I can, but I don't constantly like get every little piece I need. Sometimes I have to go back for more. Plus, that just kind of helps build your client relationship with them, because they see you more. They talk to you more. Mm-hmm. They get a little more connected. But that's about it for my process. And I mean, we do a couple proofs. I normally wait till we get it where we want it, and then we make everything go live. I'm a full believer in, you got to get something out that works and then focus on making it better, because, you know, it needs to start somewhere.
Yeah.
It can't just not exist, because if you sit there and wait for it to be perfect, you're never going to get it out.
Yeah.
So kind of like this podcast, we're a little rough right now, but it's also the first one. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's kind of my shtick, how I do it. What else you got for me?
Trying to think.
Dun, dun, dun.
How was your process in school, like design process?
Okay. Like, high school VoTech or like college?
College.
Okay. When I went to college, the way that my process kind of looked was, we had to ask a set questions. I don't remember half of them. There was like 20 of them. Write down the answers, take the information, categorize it in a sense of how and where it's going to affect your design. Then we had to go and start cooking into like the psychology of it all. Figure out which certain pieces are going to influence somebody how. Then it was, okay, now start playing with color theory and some design. Like, is it going to be hard, rigid shapes? Is it going to be more fluid shapes? What are the colors? What do the colors mean? How do they affect it? Are they full color? Are they, like, a tint or a shade of it? Mm. Like, what are we doing? Then once we had all that down on paper, we were told to start sketching. We had to create 50 to 100 thumbnails for every design. Thumbnails, so super basic sketches, like super basic, like barely anything. Okay. Took you a minute to make a thumbnail.
Oh, gotcha.
Then we had to come up with five roughs. Then of those five roughs, which were much more detailed, you had to take two to create concepts out of. Once you create the base layer digital concepts, you got one that was chosen, and you had to completely worry about any shading, any cut corrections, everything on that one design to make it full-fledged. Now, occasionally, some professors would be hard and say you had to take both those designs and fledge them the whole way out and call it a campaign. That was a bit. It was not enough time in the day to sit there and actually make it happen. But unfortunately, that's the life that we live in. There's never enough time in the day, and there's always pressures. So you just make it happen somehow, some way.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'll tell you one of the projects that we had to work on for Elements of Design.
Ooh.
So back in my first term of South Hills, we were told to bring in an object, and it couldn't be basic. It had to have like some sort of depth to it.
Okay.
And so I brought in a
bird.
No, I thought about bringing it had to be like a still object.
Birds aren't still. Okay.
And I brought in a spilled ice cream. It was a Ben and Jerry's. It looked like spilled ice cream, but it was like resin. Ice cream resin. And we had to do over 100 sketches of it, and then round it down to 50 for shading, and then round it down to 10 for like precise, black and white shading.
It sounds like hell.
Oh, yeah, it was.
No shout out to South Hills. I went to Pittsburgh Technical College. They unfortunately shut down, but.
Yeah, it was, I think we rounded it down to five final designs.
Okay.
Just, I think the main objective was kind of at least having an intermediate level of black and white shading.
Did you want to show those off? Do you still have them?
I do still have them.
Oh, you should send pictures to Zane. I have everything from school. You can just put them here, and over here, and over there, and then one more up here.
Yep, I'm pretty sure I still have all the sketches. I save everything.
Yeah. Ooh, have fun editing that, Zane. He'll put them in, don't worry.
I might have like the 100 sketches and then the final.
Are they also on your socials?
No, I did not post when I was in school. I was very go home, do the work, go to school, get the work done. I was on Dean's list every single term.
I was big about posting in college. I would post logos and stuff that I made and some designs. And I'm very big on posting now and getting all that stuff out there. It's just nice to have a digital portfolio that anybody can find at any time with just a handle rather than go to this website. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have a website too, but
references. I definitely wish I had a graphic design social media account for just throwing in my designs whenever it's finished or like maybe posting on the story for like sketch designs or maybe voting to gain an audience.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, how many social pages do you have now?
Oh boy. I think I have about four or five.
On Instagram alone?
Yeah.
Damn.
One might just be.
I got two.
Professional wise, I think I have two.
No, I just have
three
two
are just my personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got my page, which is personal / portfolio, kind of mix and match, like a personal brand. And I just have one businessy page. But that's about it for me.
I'm currently looking into turning my art account, shout out to my art account, Dank Doodles, into my graphic design account.
Okay. You going to change the name? You're going to keep it Dank Doodles?
I really want to keep the name, but I don't think it's like professional enough.
I mean, I'm not professional at all.
Yeah. I might keep it. I like all my friends know me online from that.
Oh, okay.
So.
Hey, if it works, it works.
Thinking about it.
Great. Cool. Is this long enough? You want me to go ahead and do the outro?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's been it for this episode of the Open Tabs podcast. I'm Andre with
Rachel Gates.
And we want to thank you guys so much for watching. And if you'd like this episode, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, check us out on all platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Bye-bye.
See ya.